when you're around venomous snakes, there is like an element of the adrenaline because your body already knows there is a danger element now.
Do you guys have any like stories of like close encounters that you've had with any of the animals that you've worked with?
I mean, duh.
This is when I was like first starting out, maybe like 2-3 months working in the with reptiles for like the first time.
Yeah, like free handling.
In a reptile store and stuff. Yeah, free handling everything.
Sounds about right.
And the next day I show up and I'm like, I've done the research. I'm not an idiot. And I'm like, oh, this should be labeled, you know, like I know there's a snake in there. I'm not stupid, but I open the lid like haphazardly. Yeah. All of a sudden, cottonmouth like up and like almost falls out of the bin, like to the point where he's on the lid. And I was like,
it's podcast time.
You're so disgusting.
Welcome back to the Reptiles With Podcast.
Warning.
There's new podcasts coming out.
Okay.
New podcast. We have competition, dude.
Uh-oh.
You're going to take over, dude.
It's good.
You're going to take over, dude. I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. I'm just kidding. We're not freaking out. But there's new podcast coming out, bro.
Yes, there is.
What do you guys think of that?
As far as what? Like, I'm not concerned.
No,
I think
like,
it's
what do you
cool.
Guys think? What do you guys think of the growth about to happen?
I like it because what happened was is when we started doing this, a lot of the podcasts were, we would always say is like very nerdy, very specific to like this animal, that animal.
Ball Python podcast, reticulated podcast, monitor podcast.
Yeah. And now it's the search for entertainment, which is what we were about. And that's a good thing. And you're starting to see some of like the quote unquote bigger creators start to want to do that. A bunch of your friends, pretty much.
Yeah. So we got Chandler starting a podcast. Missing a finger,
yep.
He turned it into a mic.
That's funny.
That's how he's talking now.
That's bad.
No, but Chandler is about to start one, or he's been hinting at it. Mm-hmm. I wonder who his host and his team is going to be.
Yeah.
Exciting. Yeah. We got my friend Zach. We used to work at a gator facility before. He's also an actor, and he's done tons of different things. He does like guided tours through like parks throughout the state or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, he just started his own podcast. I was on it.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was on it very recently. So I like his setup quite a lot because, you know, here we're making fun of each other. We're laughing. We're talking to animals and then we just go back and forth. There, I sat down. We're on a table. The camera's there and the light's a little bit on the darker side and he's a lot more on the like serious side.
But he's
very good at asking questions and getting deep into the question to the point. All of the questions, if I was to get that podcast that we did together and I edited out all the questions he asked, it's just me telling a story.
Yeah.
It's all it is. He got me to tell a story throughout the whole podcast. Mm. From beginning, he controlled the middle and the end. Like, how did this start? What happened at this point? Oh, you said this. Tell me more about this over here. And then he led me all the way to the end of the podcast.
Do you think, and I know it's very different what he does than what we do, but do you think that you learned something from that? That would transition into the stuff that we do here.
Yes, because like it showed me that
turn the lights off.
He has a lot of control of what people are going to say. Not like what they're going to say, but how they're going to say it.
Okay.
Like I should know that if I ask a certain question, you guys' answer is going to go deeper into a story or a transition or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like there we were in like, oh, what are we going to talk about next? That never happened. It was more like, hey, you mentioned this. Tell me more about this. And who did this for you? And what did this person do? This is that. Like, just he led me through it without asking me or saying, let me see my other questions. He just got me. Like, he barely spoke.
Yeah, he was prepared.
Oh, he was prepared.
Yeah.
And I've watched all the other podcasts, and he's just like that. He knows how to get people to tell the story. And since he's been into acting, he wrestled alligators for a minute. He did shows in front of people. Mm-hmm. He's done commercials on TV. And he knows musicians. He knows people from TV. He knows animal people. He knows all of these people.
Yeah.
He's getting them in front of his chair to tell stories that we may never hear of.
Did you feel vulnerable?
At some points, yeah. At some points, he went pretty deep into some questions that I was like, okay, like I talked about this here, but it's like brief. I could just throw it out and make it a joke.
Yeah.
There, I couldn't make it a joke. So I can't, like comedy is my way out.
Yeah.
And then there, I was like, oh.
You were forced
shit.
To feel, dude.
And then, and then talking to him, I was also like thinking about it a lot more. Like, I think I'm this way because, and I'll just stop and go, oh shit.
Therapy session.
Yeah, literally. That's what it felt like. Yeah. So Zach. Awesome.
Yeah.
So we got Zach coming up.
And that should be out by the time this is out.
Yeah,
so go watch that.
Yes.
We'll put
it's
in
already
the
out.
Yeah.
So Zach's podcast is amazing already.
Yeah.
We have Chandler coming up. You already know.
That's going
to
be wild.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty wild because he is connected to tons of people, especially in the animal community, venomous community, you know, like all sorts of things. He keeps mammals. Like, he knows a lot of people. So I'm very excited for what Chandler's bringing. And then we have Stone.
Yeah.
So Stone is one of Chandler's buddies. And he's doing his own thing. He's doing YouTube and doing all sorts of social media. And we actually went to his house, which we're going to talk about. But now he's starting a podcast, which in our podcast, he told us that is going to be with Ryan. He works at Primitive Predators right now.
Oh, is that the guy that's doing that Scales Expo?
Yeah, we'll talk more about that because Stone is involved in all that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. So that's them that are going to be on the podcast. And then what Stone pretty much said, he wants to hit all the big names in the community that we have, but also he wants to get at celebrities, non-reptile related celebrities, to talk about animals and get them over fears and educate these people. And maybe they can educate people through their own platforms or even like friends near them type of thing.
So I'm
very excited for all of those things coming out.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Tino?
Honestly, I'm looking for a reptile podcast. I like the Snake Talk podcast. I've said that before. It does get really heady, though, and if I'm not paying attention, then I've lost a bunch, and I'm like, fuck. I also like some of the specific, like, Colubrid Talk podcasts. But yeah, that's just me. But it's not...
Blue beauties are great.
It's not for entertainment purposes. It really is. It would be like, oh, I don't know about this species. Let's hear a little bit more from people that have bred them and stuff. I'm like, they'll do that. It's more educational type of thing. Whereas an entertainment one, I feel like Stone's Chandler's, that would definitely be an avenue to be like, oh, let's put it on while I drive.
Yeah, like I feel like the ones you're talking about, for me, if I listen to those, I'll need a notebook on me and be writing down.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm excited for? I like the idea that these more entertainment-based people are starting to do this stuff, so I could have kind of like new reference.
Yeah.
You know, because like what we do, like we've always said, it's very different than what's there. So how do these other people do that also?
Yeah.
You know, see, it's now all of it is just going to grow in its own way. And I think that in return, we will also grow in different
ways. I'm so excited. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't wait to see what that's going to bring. If you haven't watched the Stone podcast, that's probably out by now, right?
Yeah.
That was a lot of freaking fun.
It's also a good avenue, too, because our podcast, I've always thought, felt is more towards people who are already in the hobby, already kind of deep into the industry. They can see, like, the individual people we talk about. They see the connections. They see, like, more – we show, like, more back scenes from the reptile hobby than most people get to see. But with these podcasts like Chandler and Stone, they're bringing on other people, like – that aren't like on the fringe and even like further out, like completely removed from reptiles, in order to then bring that audience through it and get more people into reptiles.
And I'm excited to merge it all. That's another thing. Like once Stone happens, like starts his stuff, I hope we get to go there and do that.
100%.
He gets to come back here whenever he wants, Chandler, and then we just go back and forth. That way people get to
know. I'm not going to lie, I completely loved what we did that Sunday.
Yeah.
Where we went to Tiki's, we went to Stone's.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it took a lot of energy and a lot of effort, but it was a perfect day.
Yeah. It was great.
We got to do that more.
Yeah. So I want to get into something real quick. There's somebody in this podcast that is a little bit of a
He's looking at Tina, so he's talking about me.
No.
Okay.
It's that one.
He's talking about me. Damn.
Oh. Yeah. So we went to the venomous room at Stone's.
Oh, God.
And Stone brought out a Gaboon. And this guy was the first one to want to free handle it, dude.
That's true.
No, tell me that. He was like,
let me touch the tail. That's it.
Let me free handle. Yeah, he free handle, bro. He free handle.
That shit cost him nothing.
Nobody said a thing. This guy's like, can I touch it? And I was like, wait, Tino.
Yeah, let me touch it.
No, wait, Tino's the one. How did it feel?
It was really cool. Exactly different, how I thought it was going to feel.
But it's different than most snakes.
It's very, very keeled.
Yeah, it's a big noticeable fucking scale.
It felt
different. Puff adders feel crazy like that, too.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not afraid of snakes. I wasn't afraid at all. I was like, I'll touch it. Fuck it.
That's what a free handler would say.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
It wasn't the first time that I was around so many venomous snakes in closed space, but it was the first time that they were out like that, watching them feed. The feeding part was cool. There was, can I talk about what he did when he took out the thing? Or is that like private?
Why did he take out, bro?
His thing. He took out his thing.
What thing? Gaboon?
No. The Cobra.
The Monaco Cobra.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Okay. So you saw it in my face, Chuck. Yeah. Did you look at me when it came out?
Look, if a venomous snake is out of its enclosure, your eyes are on the snake. Okay. You're not looking at anything. I'm not looking at nobody.
Fuck
I'm
what like, you look
snake.
Like.
Snake.
So
the monocled.
All right, let's paint this. So he's feeding a whole bunch, pretty much his whole collection. So me, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, so all these snakes right now are probably like turned on with the scent of the...
Your scent.
Yeah.
With the scent of Yoshi.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The modern reptiles.
With the scent of rodents. And then, I was already hyper aware of this, you know, so he's starting to feed stuff. I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter. These things are in bins. Some of them are in PVC enclosures. And then he gets to one of his cobras and he's like, yeah, it's a sweetheart. And he goes and he's like, and just it jumps out of the fucking cage. It's in the middle of all of us. And I, like, my eyes just open. And the thing is like, I know in my heart of hearts, I was like, Stone's my boy today. He's got me. But I look up, I see Chuck, and then I realize I don't have the tools to deal with the situation.
Yeah.
I'm like, if this thing just decides to look at me, I'm going to shit myself. 100%.
You know you're making it way worse than what it was, right?
You're right, but I am also dramatic.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, it wasn't that deep.
I literally was chilling. I was like, shit, got
out. No, it came out, he fed it, and then it went back in. In reality, it was probably 5 seconds. In my head, it was 3 or 4 hours. But no, it was cool when the first Gaboon came out. Dude, that shit was fucking huge.
Yeah.
Massive. When he put it on the floor and it was like doing that walking thing, and then Eric and I were both right in front of it, and Eric and I don't have the tools to deal with the situation, and we're just staring at it, and Chuck three times goes, that thing has a strike on it. That thing has a strike on it. And we're just like, oh, it's doing the walk.
I guess yeah, that shit got range, bro. That shit got range.
No, but it was dope. It was dope. Yeah. I had a good time.
Very dope. And we free handled.
No.
Yeah, we free.
No, you did a free handle. He free handled.
No, you free handled, bro.
Tino's a free handler.
Yeah, okay. So
there's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. Okay. There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee. All right. We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today.
I don't know. Like, when you're around venomous snakes, there is like an element of the adrenaline, because your body already knows there is a danger element now. There is a risk involved in what's happening now. I feel like it's different than fear, because your adrenaline is meant to be there to have an a heightened sense.
Yeah.
Your eyes focus more. You hear a lot better. Your muscles tense to prepare you for what's going to happen. But it's different than fear. It's different than an irrational, like, I cannot tolerate the environment right now.
Yeah. But that's how I felt, because it's like, I know I'm not afraid of the animal. I'm just a little bit afraid of the situation. Mm-hmm. Like, things that I wasn't maybe a little bit prepared for, things I'm not used to. This is a different situation.
Just say you're a pussy.
No.
You know, and it's also, because when you think about it, it's like, okay, I don't know, maybe it's just me, and maybe I'm a snowflake for this. You ever been to someone's house, and like, this person has like a lot of guns?
Sure.
Okay, and then it's like a little bit, for a second, you're like, this is a little uneasy. You know, it's a little like,
wait, but the guns are not just out everywhere.
Okay, well, I've been in a house where, people just have guns around.
Okay.
On top of the dining room table, on top of the refrigerator, wherever, you know. And it's kind of like, all right. It's the same vibe in a venomous snake room. It's like, these are all, quote, unquote, loaded weapons. Any one of these animals has the potential to end your life. So it is understandable to be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna be a little bit more cautious right now. I'm not going to make any stupid mistakes and do stupid shit.
I get it, Tino Sanders. I get
it. it's the truth of it. Which is, I don't know. This is like happening Halloween, right after Halloween.
Yeah.
So everybody and their mom is afraid of snakes, irrationally. And it's so sad. It's so sad. I love snakes so much. And people are like, oh my gosh, I'm scared of this thing with no arms, no legs, a ton of anxiety, and like it doesn't even know it's venomous in this instance. You know, yeah. Snakes, ball pythons don't know that they're not venomous. Yeah.
Didn't
they're
you like, get into a fight with some dude on Instagram?
I did. Several people on Instagram. Jesus. So this guy, he has an outdoor channel and like basically where he does outdoor stuff, hunting or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he comes up, I thought he was road cruising because this is just the first reel that I see. He gets out of a car, huge Eastern Diamondback. And I'm like, very cool, very nice. And then I go to the comment section because I'm like, oh, maybe this guy's a herper. I go through. I'm like, he's not a herper. Huh? Weird. I go through the comment section and every other post is kill it, nice boots, not around my dog. In the wild, he's fine. But if I see him in my yard, he's dead. You know, all this other stuff. And, you know, I couldn't leave well enough alone. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna make some people angry today. So I'm just... yes, I was a keyboard warrior. I was just commenting. Like, you guys really think that it's... They really think that they're men if they kill a snake. And I'm like, you do realize that it's because you're afraid of the thing that you're killing it. And that's not very manly of you. You're afraid of a thing with no arms, no legs. All right, relax. Like, you're not a big guy because you killed a snake. And then some people were like, oh, because of how you're commenting, because of all the stuff that you're saying, I wasn't very nice.
That's either. Like beating but up a man in a wheelchair.
It really is. It really is. You know, and here's one thing too. One guy gave me an example and he was like, and this is a weird example, but imagine you're in another country, right? There's a guy in front of you who doesn't speak your language, right? And he has a gun, right? And he's just shouting at you, and he's like, and you have a gun too. You know, you have a gun. You can shoot him and kill him. And then it's like, and then if he's in your property, what are you going to do in that instance? You know, and I'm like, here's the difference. Here is a big difference. Let's say he's a foreigner. Let's say he has a gun.
He ain't got no arms or legs.
There's no arms or legs. This guy's on the floor, gun in his mouth. Okay? And he's like...
A knife. Not even a gun. A knife.
Yeah.
A knife, because he can't do it from far.
And it's like... And you shoot and kill him. Like, come on, dude. He's just there. Like, that's so sad. He can't do anything to you. So a lot of people, like, don't get that through their heads. There was one guy who's like... These are dangerous animals. They can kill you. They can put your dog or your child in the hospital. You know, like, that's not a risk worth taking. And I'm the mindset like, oh yeah, train your kids first, you know. But at the same time, it's like that animal has no other way to defend itself. You know,
yeah.
Just like with kids, you say, hey, grow up, stop being afraid of the dark. What? You know, that's something that you have to grow out of. You can't be an adult.
Don't still let afraid this man have kids, bro. That's fucked up, bro.
The but kid eventually, is like 2 years old. Eventually.
2 year old.
This
kid.
Is a rational kid. Barely come on, get up.
Barely talking. 1 year old asking for milk. Shut up, grow up. Be a man.
But yeah, you don't let adults be afraid of the dark. It should be the same thing with snakes and spiders. It's like, get over it. You're being a baby. It's not that bad. It's not that big a deal.
I feel like you're backhanding, like, roasting me about my fear of frogs.
Yeah. That's even worse.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, as long as you're not eating any frogs, you're fine.
What do you mean?
Like, some frogs are toxic.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was like, some people eat frog legs, dude.
Oh, no, that's fine. Cook it first. Jesus. Don't eat the frog.
Do you eat it?
What?
I've eaten frog legs before.
Wow, bro. They're endangered, bro.
I eat snakes,
frog
too.
Legs?
Yeah.
They got four of them.
What do you leave the others?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. They can still kind of hop.
Oh my god,
it's more like a jump at that point.
Jeez.
But with like that snake phobia stuff, do you guys have any like stories of like close encounters that you've had with any of the animals that you've worked with?
I mean, duh. Actually, I'm gonna tell this. No, I can't tell that story. That's illegal. you know what it is?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Close calls. Well, the other day I got called for Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake. I sent it to y'all. I was getting out of work, and then I literally flew over there. And one of the owners of the place I work at was there, one of the higher-ups, not owner. But he was there. Mind you, he usually kills snakes.
Mm.
He usually just runs them over, cuts their heads off. Like, but
real manly shit.
Can you let me tell my story, bro?
Sorry.
But he's like, he literally called us, and he was like, I don't want to kill it. Like, I just want to live. Like. Yeah. I usually do, but you guys have taught me something, so can somebody come over?
Yeah.
Bro, it's at a curve, like, just steep as hell, bro. Cars passing back and forth. He grabbed, like, a stick from a fence, broke it off the fence, mm-hmm. and then pushed it to, like, the edge of it, and then the fence is right there. So I had to pull up. I had to get this broken stick, because I ain't had no hook, and then put it in a dry bag. You know what a dry bag is for scuba divers?
Yeah.
The hole's like this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
A big snake through a hole that big. Bro. I had to tail it. It's first time tailing. And with a stick, not a hook. And that thing is just trying to fuck me up the whole time. And I kept trying to push it into the bag and it wouldn't go, bro. It would shoot back out of the bag and like try and strike at me and rattling. And I'm just like, just going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then the guy's like, oh my God, don't get bit, oh my God.
But no pressure, that, bro.
No pressure whatsoever. Jesus Christ. And then cars passing by, beeping. So like, I'm like on the side of the road. So if I jump back, a car kills me. If I jump forward, the thing bites me. If I go left, the guy's right here. He might push me to the sink because he's scared. And then finally, I put it in the bag, I close it, and then the guy was very happy. He was literally jumping around. We did that!
He did nothing.
Yeah. Well, he saved it. He got it out the road. Yeah. But he was very, very happy.
Okay.
Like, I haven't seen that. But it wasn't exactly a close call. To him, if you ask him what happened, it's like your story, bro. Like, yo, it got like 2 inches away from Daniel's leg, and like all types of shit. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun, and we've saved 3 rattlesnakes in less than a month.
Nice.
From the same county. Right. Yeah, the baby I showed you guys, a second baby, and now this big one. And then a fourth one we got called for at the spot we went, and then I couldn't find that one.
Okay.
But yeah. Dope. Yeah. Not exactly a close call, but
yeah. I had... Can't think of them. There was... So when I worked in Gainesville, there were... We used to, like... Whenever anyone would have, like, a snake that they needed relocated... they wouldn't call animal control. We were tied with the police department. They're like, hey, just give us our number. We'll go ahead. If we have someone free, we'll send someone out. We'll relocate it. A day that I wasn't there, they had a call. It was a cottonmouth. So they brought it. It was in a white bucket. I know the bucket. They put it in the back, right? But this is when I was like first starting out, maybe like 2-3 months working with reptiles for like the first time.
Yeah, like free handling.
In a reptile store and stuff. Yeah, free handling everything.
Sounds about right.
And the next day I show up and I'm like, I've done research. I'm not an idiot. And I'm like, oh, this should be labeled. You know, like I know there's a snake in there. I can see it like through it. So I was like, because it's a white bucket. And I'm like, oh, let me go ahead and label it. Let me see it. What's in it? Label it, right? I open the lid, right? And I open it like, I'm not stupid, but I open the lid like
a stupid
haphazardly. Yeah. All of a sudden, cottonmouth like up and like almost falls out of the bin, like to the point where he's on the lid. And I was like, all right. I don't even know what this kind of snake is because I'm just starting. So I push it into the bin with one of the hooks that we have. And I just push it in the bin. I close it. And I asked him, like, hey, what is that? And he's like, did you open that bucket? I'm like, yeah. He's like, it's a cottonmouth. Don't do that anymore. I'm like, okay. So I labeled it and I'm like, do not open. But yeah, that was probably the closest I'd ever been. The same day we pulled it out to take pictures and stuff because we're like, cool, a cottonmouth. No. He pulls it out and it like, it's a cottonmouth. So it's like running around and you're like, whoa.
Running.
It was all right.
That was close calls versus blue tongues, buddy.
Oh my God. I mean, ball pythons on feeding days is kind of different. I have, okay, so one of them is, it didn't happen to me, but it happened while I was doing something with my cousin. And then one of them, I've said a million times here, that sounded bad. That was not like that. All right, so we went out, we were paintballing there somewhere in the Everglades in Miami.
Paintballing with your cousin.
How do you even say like you were doing the act of paintball? I don't know. However you do paintballing. That. So we were there, you know, everybody's obviously hiding before we all start shooting our loads at each other. And then, so my cousin's there squatting, pause, still. it's not going to get any better. So he looks down, and he's like, he has his big gun in his hands. And he looks down, and there's a cottonmouth just like literally in a circle with its fucking mouth open. Like, just right there. So that was one thing. Didn't happen to me, happened to my cousin. And then the other thing was the last tour that I went on. I've said this a million times, but I'm going to say this story again. New people here, right? So last tour that
Hi, new people.
Hello. The last tour that I went on, our van broke down between Tennessee and Georgia. There's a lot of mountains, and we were driving an old van that should not have been fucking on the road. It was old as shit. It was in summer. It was hot. Van overheats. We're on one of these mountains, whatever, on the side of the road, waiting for it to cool down. So a bunch of me and my friends, the band, a bunch of dumbasses, just get on top of a bunch of rocks there on the side of a barricade, right?
I was freshly into reptiles, and I thought to myself, I'm just going to look under some of these rocks. I'm going to find reptiles. I'm a reptile guy, dude. I'm going to find some. You know how, like, we go out with Tino, and he tries to, like, flip logs? That's that was right me. Way. Yeah, that was me with the rocks. All right?
Ask him how many things he's found. Like,
how many things have you found? All right.
Everything.
He found a bug that one time.
I find bugs all the time.
There you go. It's not it's a snake. Not a herp. Yeah. He's got herps.
Hey.
All right.
Allegedly.
So, my friend Berman is smoking on a rock, and where the rock is, there's like kind of like a little shadow. There was like a space, you know? So, I put my head under the space, and then I hear... Oh, well, the mic was there. And then that was my rattlesnake, guys.
It was perfect.
That was it.
No, that sounded like a bird, bro. Like. That was a bird, all
right,
bro.
Who has a better rattlesnake? Who's got a rattle right now?
I got it.
Okay.
I'll do that.
That was good. That wasn't bad. All right. So that's what I hear. And then my eyes focus, and there was timber rattlesnake, right? So I yell like a bitch, ah, there's rattlesnakes, guys. And then we all, like, we don't even fucking, like, walk out of the way. Like, we just kind of, like, floated on the other side of the barricade from how scared we all were. So we walked pretty much from the front to the back of the van to see how many we would find. And we found, like, 16 of them, just all, like, breeding and amazing shit and doing their thing.
Dope.
That was my closest call. I think, I'm not going to lie to you, that is probably why I get the way that I am probably with, like, venomous snakes whenever, like, I've gone out with you guys and stuff like that, where I'm like, oh, I don't know. Just because I thought that I could probably, like, do more than what I actually could, and then I was like, oh, fuck. Mm. Yeah. That was my close call.
Yeah. But see, none of us are...
Well, first. What is that? What is that face? I don't appreciate you right now.
You're going to shit on this man for his traumatic experience. Wow.
Oh, no.
I could have died.
Oh, no. A rattlesnake sleeping on a rock. Oh, no. Everybody float away.
If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that 1% of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description. Eric, can you grab a TV?
For anybody who is afraid of snakes, let's be a little bit educational right now. What should someone do if they're afraid of snakes, Chuck, and they find a snake in the wild?
Stop being a... No, just kidding.
Free handle that bitch.
Honestly, like, if you're scared of it, like... Most people don't have to encounter snakes in their life. Just leave it the fuck alone. That's all I could say. Just leave it the fuck alone. Mm-hmm. Don't try to kill it. Don't try to grab it. And you're fine. That's it. That's all I got. Just leave it the fuck alone. If it's in your house, then call somebody that's able to remove the animal. But just leave it the fuck alone. If it ain't for you, it ain't for you.
If you have animals and kids, teach them the right way. Don't teach them to be scared of legless animals and then to kill what they don't understand. Just teach them, hey, these are our native snakes. Yeah. Don't go near them. You can teach. You can train dogs to do the same thing, to detect snakes and be like, stay away from that
guy
thing. You can't do that.
This guy thinks these people are military. That is very...
No, it's not like,
no, it's unrealistic. It's unrealistic as hell.
I would say that if you're going into an area that you're unfamiliar, if you don't have the physical tools to deal with the situation, just put yourself out of the situation or just be hyper aware that you are in a situation you're not familiar with.
With animals and kids, you're a parent. You own the animal. You own the goddamn child. Mm-hmm. Watch them.
80% of all bites happen happen to people in the act of capturing or killing the snake.
Yeah.
All the time. If you guys leave it alone, you're going to be fine. Nothing
what happening. What is happening?
All right, let's do some of these TikToks.
Bet.
All right, this is for nostalgia because none of us are dressed except for me
because
I'm clearly a Pokemon trainer. All right.
What do you think is a scary reptile?
None.
Can't talk to this guy about
what the
anything.
Fuck is scary about a reptile? Which one? Only time that is scary if you're in the water and there's a crocodile and the water's murky, ooh.
Yeah.
What do you think are the reptiles that most people think are scary? Okay, but specifically.
I think most.
Obama. What just happened?
You say Obama?
Yo, what is that, bro?
I said Obama. Yeah. Because it was like when people were like posting like, oh, Obama's a reptilian.
The lizard people shit.
Oh my god, that was fire. Yo, props to me, bro. I'm pretty fucking funny, bro. Send me that.
Yeah, I will.
Send me that.
I will.
That's a good one.
I made it today. All right, this one, scary hybrid. Ooh.
I've been producing these Imperial Pueblo Hondurans now since 2018. And this female who just shed is my absolute favorite. Beautiful hypo Imperial Pueblo Honduran. Nicely orange and just beautiful. Love the pattern. Totally a sick snake.
You know, actually, you don't believe in subspecies, right? You don't think they're real.
I'm in the middle.
So you can hybridize the same species without any regard for subspecies, i.e. Kingsnake, Sniperpetal Gekula. For you, it doesn't matter. Interbreed them. Fuck it. It's the same thing.
It depends on what the
purpose is. So you're racist.
No, it depends what the purpose is. Like right now, Orinoco crocodiles, we're not able to send ours because now there's three different quote-unquote subspecies. Right. They're just different enough genetically.
But for you, areas. They're the same. It doesn't matter.
Listen, bro, listen. They're the same species, yes, but they're going through a different evolutionary process that you should not stop. That's what matters there. That's why a lot of people work with localities. Locality animals are the same species as other animals, but they're going, since they're separate pockets, they're going through different evolutionary changes. And genetically, they're going through those changes. If you stop those changes from happening, that evolutionary process that's supposed to happen will not happen. So it's not even about species or subspecies. It's about what that animal is going through as a pocket of animal, as a group of animal. You're welcome.
So what you're saying is subspecies and locality, there's no difference.
What?
You're saying there's no difference between subspecies and locality. You just don't like the word subspecies.
No, that's not what I said whatsoever.
Yeah,
that was kind of close.
No, it's not. They could be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And be in two different locations. Just be genetically going through a different evolutionary process. Those two animals are the same. Because those animals are the same exact thing going through two different processes. Does not make it...
Wait, how could it be the same?
So then why honor?
It's the same.
Why honor the evolutionary process?
Hold on. Listen. Two animals. Same exact animal. Let's say king snake, for example. Some on the north, some on the south. Let's say there's the exact same species, but north is cold, bottom is very warm. There's nothing to connect those two bloodlines, right? Uh-huh. Since there's nothing connecting them, they're going to go through two evolutionary processes that are very different because they cannot connect. They're in two different habitats, and they cannot mix those genetic mutations that they're gonna have. So with time, yes, they can change. But as of right now, they're exactly the same species.
So as of right now, why honor the evolutionary track that they're on?
Because it's needed. That because that's what nature is. That's what nature does, and that's what nature needs.
Weird.
You're just a fucking dumbass, bro. No, you're weird. A fucking idiot.
Why?
You're a
fucking idiot. There's no reason to honor it. If there is no distinction, if there's no distinction except this illusion evolutionary track,
it is not. Why not? It just, is not an illusion. It's how evolution works. It's literally how evolution works. Through time, things change.
Yes, but you're talking about the same species.
Yes.
Yeah, but
the same species. How do you think new species come along? But they don't
have to be a different subspecies. You can literally have corn snakes up north and corn snakes down south. That's not going to change the species.
That's with time. With time, if they're not connected, with time, yes,
they are connected.
They are.
They're not isolated.
Not every animal is like that.
But they still have localities.
No.
Corn snakes still have localities.
Absolutely.
Even if they're not separated.
Absolutely. But where are the pockets? If the pockets mix with other ones, yes, that genetic goes back and forth to many different places.
It could be a great thing.
If that pocket does not, if that pocket, the animals in the south, one is in the north, there's no way for them to mix. They are going to change because they're in two different habitats, two different climates, two different sources of food. Everything will be different. It's not going to happen through like 10 years, no. But throughout time, those animals are supposed to change. Some animals, let's say an animal in the north, you bring it to the south, it might not be able to sustain the heat like the animals that already live there.
Sure. But
you're
a fucking idiot. If that is
He's
the case.
He's a fucking idiot.
If that's the case, honor the subspecies.
This is classic.
It depends on what it is. That's why I'm in the middle. It depends on what it is. Why is it a subspecies? That what it depended on for me. It depends. If it's a subspecies just because it's different within the same population as all the other ones, then they have the same needs as those other animals. If it's a subspecies that also happens to be in a whole different location, for example, Florida panther, looks very different, has a whole different habitat, technically the same species, but very different in their journey through evolution.
You'd be okay with that being designated a separate subspecies, not a locality.
Both. Because technically it is.
But you'd be okay with it being a different subspecies. You'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yes, they're different enough genetically and with their needs. Absolutely. And there's enough. That's a perfect example because there's a place where the Westerns and the Easterns do not touch.
Okay.
So those are two different animals going through two different evolutions. Eric's Even our panthers are smaller.
We got a note from Eric.
Eric Rivera.
So Tino.
Yes.
Do you believe that grizzly bears are different from polar bears?
Yes.
Okay, so why are you arguing with him?
No, I'm not. I'm arguing. Look, this is what I'm saying. Chuck always says he hates the subspecies. It's going away. There's no reason to have him. But you are now saying, oh, it's okay that we have this as a different subspecies.
Okay, I hate subspecies, but the thing about subspecies that I like is that you can get it as an excuse to protect those animals, even though they're exactly the same species as another one. Florida panther, perfect example. Yeah, yeah. Because the westerns are still around.
It's technically the same thing species. With African kites.
Like, it's shit like that. It's like exactly the same species, but now it's like, oh, our pocket of that species, Florida panther, is getting fucked. Let's protect it, and it's going through a whole different evolutionary process.
But if the biologists are saying, oh, subspecies aren't real, it's not a different animal, it's just in a different location, then no, it's the Florida panther is not endangered.
No, but the way they wait,
like every other panther.
Yes, but then the way they would do that is by state or by the habitat that they're processing.
I feel like that old lady.
I think that still works.
I feel like that old lady in the meme that all the geometry starts popping up. Like, you guys are just going in the circle.
The X Factor theme song.
Yeah. This is the classic Reptiles the podcast.
X Files theme song.
Yeah.
Reptile people are a little bit hit or miss. Like, there's those reptile people that are like, hey, man, do you want to see something pretty cool? And then there's those dudes that are,
would you like to see my collection?
Reptile people either have, like, a turtle and an iguana, or 27 snakes in a room you can't go into. And the names they be naming they shit be crazy too. Like, some reptile people be like, yeah, my turtle's name is Thudbud because he fell one time. And then other reptile people be like, my monitor's name is Anarchy, it's coming. Just gotta be prepared.
No. All right.
That's...
He's like, I'm a reptile, my tongue is now...
Right, split tongue?
Ugh. Let me tell you a secret, that's the hottest thing on a... girl, you're, dude, god damn,
I'm learning a lot about you today. I thought I knew you a little bit.
A snake is nothing but of like a walking fleshlight, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a terrible fleshlight if it could just bite your d- and poison it.
So, snake, walking fleshlight, how do you feel?
Depends on the snake.
I was gonna say the same thing, bro. I was gonna say the same fucking thing, bro. If it's a colubrid, fuck that, bro.
That's so bad.
Tito's like,
that's
he looks fucked. At his fucking blue that's beauties. Fucked, he's bro. Like, hey, oh, hey, hey, hey,
right
there,
buddy. That's fucked.
Oh, man.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That guy looks at snakes that way, bro. Don't allow him in your house, bro. All
right. Do you like the split tongue thing?
No,
it's so creepy. Weird. It is creepy. You know what is super
what
weird
cheetos?
To me about it though?
Are,
so
are cheetahs not creepy?
Your tongue. You can move your tongue like up and down, right?
What? Yo, right? Chill that's with it, that shit. It, this is right? a show
you
for
can,
kids.
You can. Okay, but if you split the tongue, you notice how people like
yeah.
Is that an ability they learn and they attribute like they can gain, or can you do that right now?
I mean, if
no, open what? Your mouth. Open your mouth. Do it. Do it.
Whoa,
do it.
Whoa, I'm not
go for the camera, dude.
No, yes, Tino, you know, it's a thing that
I think after, fold him.
After they cut it, you get the it's
I mean,
like
you
working
can still
out.
Fold both sides.
No, but it makes sense if it's cut, right?
No.
And then you're doing like this, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense because no. It still moves
you,
this way.
No, yeah,
but it cuts and they're like,
yeah, you like, can't really do that. Some people can do like the worm on their tongue.
So not everyone can do it.
Yeah, but you can fold it. You can fold parts of
your tongue
as well.
Is a muscle.
Yes.
So it's like you're working out the muscle, you end up learning how to
look,
move
I'm
the
not gonna
thing.
Lie, if I cut my tricep, I'm not gonna be like, ooh, look, my arm can move all these different No, that doesn't make any sense. Why is it with the tongue that you're like, I have new
I
abilities?
Don't know, but it works. It does the thing.
You can fold it and shit.
No, yeah, as a one unit. You fold only half of your tongue.
Huh?
Fold only one side of the tongue. See, you can't.
I can feel you it, can't. But I can't do it because I'm not used to it. But if I practice enough, bro, I can do anything.
Okay.
How crazy is this? Two big male carpet pythons fighting whilst hanging out of the roof at a home in Kinkin. Now, there's some construction workers there. They're about to take the roof off, and they've been seeing snakes all day, and he's just sent me through this video. Insane. Look at the size of that male. It is huge. It is thick. They reckon it's over 3 meters, and I would believe that because they get that big out there. And the smaller male... well, he's fallen out of the roof. He lost the battle this time. But as you can see, he's still looking for a bit more action. He wants to continue fighting.
Australia
that was
so cool.
That was kind of sus, my guy. The way he was talking about that male, 3 meters.
3 meters is wild, bro. I got 3 inches in his wild.
3 inches is crazy.
3 inches is perfect. Don't let anybody tell you different.
All right, this was for Chuck.
I'm in the Puerto Rican rainforest, and I just came across a giant reticulated python. Retics were released by exotic breeders many years ago, feeding on cats, dogs, and chickens, and goats. Getting absolutely huge, they are the longest snake in the world. Where you going, sweetheart? She tried to make a break for it, but I've been waiting a long time for this. Hopefully I don't get bit. That would not be fun. Yoink. She's a beauty. I was amazed by her strength and power.
Everything you see in my videos should not be recreated. I am a professional.
I'm a professional. Saying yoink.
All right, say it's staged. No. Go ahead and say it's staged.
I don't know. Where is he?
In Puerto Rico.
That's fine. They're there.
Finally.
If he was in Texas, right. I'd be like, no. No. You're wrong.
Yeah, no, they're definitely in Puerto Rico, yeah. Dude. God damn.
He does a lot of those, like, herping videos.
Yeah.
Yeah? What's up with that face, Chuck? You got something to say about it?
You ever been scared herping?
Don't this is a video audio podcast of like, silence.
What do you mean, bro?
I'm going to get scared. I'm out in the dark in Florida. There are crackheads out there. There are Florida crackheads out there.
No. Unless I'm trespassing. Like, if I'm trespassing, sometimes.
Jeez.
Sometimes alleged trespassing.
Sometimes I forget I'm trespassing, allegedly.
Yeah.
And then I allegedly find a snake and I allegedly start yelling of excitement. While trespassing.
There was one time
I was in I was herping in some woods in a park, and some guy comes by because I'm like towards the edge of the woods, and then there's like trailways and stuff where people can walk. And so this guy comes and he shines a flashlight in my direction, but I can see that I'm hidden. Like I can see he can't see me, and he goes, "Is somebody in there?" And I'm like, "Oh, I could really fuck with this guy right now." And I did. I was like,
"I'm a ghost."
But I just stayed still, and I was like, "Shit, fuck. Please don't be a police officer."
I jiggled the end of these tongs so that I could divert the attention of the rattlesnake as I picked it up. You should watch the end of this video because something unexpected happened. I was able to get under the snake and pick it up successfully so that I could show the camera the size and coloration of this remarkable animal. I put the snake back down, and as I got up to walk away, check this out. Boom, the snake took a strike.
Bro, this old motherfucker start on social media, bro. I hate it.
He's talking.
By the way, that tongue could really fuck that snake up, but whatever.
Why?
I was just thinking that. Why? Because those tongues clamp.
Yeah. First of all, you put in pressure, and then you're getting all the way on the snake onto this little much.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all with a hook. You use two hooks. Or
there are
use
some
your
that
hand.
Are like that have like the silicone clamps.
Yeah.
And I like, those are a lot better.
Okay. Yeah, but you still need two things. For should, an animal yeah, like that, especially in the wild, but whatever.
If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover, all right? And what do we all need? We need supplies. We got you covered. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today. One more time, that's imperialreptiles.com. Use the code REPTILESWITH.
I'm going to read a couple of comments real quick. The first one, I want a keychain. I still have to send these fucking keychains out.
What the fuck is wrong with you,
listen,
bro?
Listen. I haven't had the time to go get stamps, okay?
Oh, okay?
I need to go get stamps. Once I get stamps, keychains and stickers will be sent. I have all the messages. I'm not ignoring you. I have them all unread.
I have all of your addresses.
I literally do. I have them all under unread, so that way when I'm going through it, I can just remember. Because if not, I will forget. Cuban tree frog will make you a man. On that note, I will be a woman.
2023, bro. We accept you.
Thank you.
Yo, bro, you will blow us up if you became a woman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you volunteer as tribute?
No. Whoever does it, like, we're in, bro.
You're so stupid.
We are the
Are you Mr. Beast? Or am I?
I'm Mr. Beast, bro. Fuck okay. that.
All right. I can't find any videos that are talking about ultrasounds that are good, bad, or what features we should be looking for. This is on a video that I did a while ago about ultrasounds. I told him that I would answer it on a podcast. Amazon.com. I bought the ultrasound that they have there. That is what I use to
look up
ultrasound.
Reptile ultrasound.
No, don't.
It's
all
a regular,
you have to. That what?
It's a regular ultrasound.
Yeah, it's just a regular
human
ultrasound.
Baby ultrasound.
It costs like $1,000. It's because the thing
cheap.
Is. It's not that expensive. That's the thing.
For ball pythons that you keep in your drawer, it's cheap.
Listen, the thing is that some of these people are selling like ultrasounds that are super outdated that are like $3,000, $5,000. Oh, and it's just like, fuck, man. Like, you'll get by with the Amazon one. It doesn't break easily. Last comment. Keep us updated with the KFC idea. I'm stoked to see how far it goes. Do we have any updates with that?
We haven't even kept up. No.
No?
We need to.
We've got a logo in the works.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to fall in place after. We need some time. Because there's a lot of pods and shit going on. Once shit comes down.
Yeah.
Do you want to say, like, I know the organization that I'm choosing. We're going to choose, like, three organizations to really funnel most of the money towards. I'm choosing the Orion Center, of course. Personal Connections. I really like that it's local too, to Florida. I feel like a lot of people kind of send money elsewhere. Not that that's a bad thing, but like, you know, your place needs help. Put your money where it's right there. And that's honestly where it's going to make the most value too, because then if they need to go ahead and purchase anything, they're purchasing it with the same denominations. It's making the same sense. Also with shipping costs, if you're shipping money or if you're doing stuff like that, then it's more difficult if you're doing it farther and farther and farther, then the money gets shorter and shorter.
Did you say shipping money?
No, like shipping. If you're shipping like certain things, loses the value because it's going.
Yeah, yeah. I like the gopher thing. We'll talk about that in a further one. Mm-hmm. Listen, the end of the year is coming. I think we fucking murdered it this year. I think we're doing good things. Is there anything exciting that's going on with us that's going to bring us into the new year that we're excited for?
I just think all the podcasts coming up. I'm podcasts excited for the growth once that whole wave starts.
Yeah.
Yep. You?
Christmas.
Christmas. Nice.
Santa Claus.
Well, I'm excited to keep Blue Tongues outside because that's happening. That's right. Yep. That. It's going to get cold, but we'll talk about that soon.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, we'll
do back to the racks, motherfuckers.
No. But yes, thank you guys so much. This was the Reptiles With Podcast, the best reptile podcast.